TV licensing on the road. TV licensing works closely with community organisations throughout the UK. In this edition, we focus on the West Bowling Advice Centre, Bradford. In brief talks to community development worker Ferdos Hussein as the centre continues helping communities in West Yorkshire. Question 1. In a nutshell, what services does the West Bowling Advice Centre offer? We offer advice, education and support services within the West Bowling area of Bradford. This includes a comprehensive welfare benefits advice service where our advisors offer support and advice in a range of areas including immigration, debt and disability. We also run a social and wellbeing programme for our community, which includes gym facilities. This helps support both the physical and psychological well-being of local residents in the community. The West Bowling Advice Centre also supports community education and learning through a number of projects, from informal training to accredited training taster courses. In addition, the centre has a number of community development projects. For example, we are currently running a food bank initiative. Question 2. How does your role fit in there and what do you like most about your job? As a community development worker based at a local community centre, every day I am challenged with engaging with a variety of community members who are from very different backgrounds and who have many complex needs. I am able to provide them with advice and support and offer a selection of services that meet their needs. I enjoy the opportunity to provide support and guidance, counselling people into recognising the actions needed to improve their quality of life. Question 3. What are the common issues your clients are dealing with at the moment? The most common issues affecting our clients are financial problems and a lack of skills in health problems. What we commonly see is people lack the knowledge to improve their present situation. Our job is to provide them with information and equip them with the skills needed to resolve their own problems. Question 4. Tell us about a recent campaign or project you've worked on. What made it so successful? We recently ran a food bank for the most disadvantaged and vulnerable individuals. These people do not have the financial resources to provide food to feed themselves and their families. As an advice agency, we were able to identify those who had fallen through the system and those who were in a very difficult position due to unforeseen circumstances. This was a successful project, as it was carefully targeted at those people who were in a very hard place with limited options. New arrivals to the UK who have no resource to public funds, elderly people who are isolated, and people living with mental health issues all benefited from our scheme. Question 5. What are the benefits of organisations forming partnerships with TV licensing? We have been able to access information quickly, efficiently, and our clients have been satisfied with the speed of the response to their queries. Running an information session with our advisors has empowered them to help our clients directly. We have literature in a number of languages, which has also improved accessibility to information on TV licensing. Quickfire round with Ferdos. City or countryside? City. Dogs or cats? Prefer fish. Favourite colour? Black. Sweet or savoury? Sweet. Cinema or theatre? Cinema. Favourite music genre? Hip hop. Sunrises or sunsets? Sunrise. Football or rugby? Neither. Board game or jigsaw? Jigsaw. Seafood or meat? Meat. If you have any further questions for Ferdos, you can contact her on ferdos.hussein@wbcentre.org.uk or via the phone 01274 733 770.
Ask TV Licensing. TV Licensing's community relations team speaks to hundreds of organisations every year to help make sure people understand when a licence is needed and how to pay. We often attend conferences, provide workshops and host Q&A sessions. As part of a regular feature, we provide answers to frequently asked questions. Is there a question you need answering? Email us at campaignoffice@tvlicensing.co.uk or call us on 0208 752 6537. Question 1. I'm a landlord and I've recently started putting together a welcome pack for new tenants. Are you able to provide me with any leaflets with TV licensing information? Yes, TV licensing provides a range of literature to help tenants understand the laws around being correctly licensed. You can either download leaflets or order online at tvlicensing.co.uk/community-info. You'll also find general information leaflets in many languages. Alternatively, you can place an order direct. Contact the campaign team either by email at campaignoffice@tvlicensing.co.uk or phone 0208 75 265 37. Question 2. I have a client who's been caught evading and has a court date coming up. They can't afford a £1,000 fine. It's important to remember £1,000 is the maximum fine for TV licence evasion, plus court costs and a victim surcharge. Magistrates do take into account financial circumstances if provided by the defendant and previous convictions. If fined, your client will also need to buy a licence if they need one. There are many ways to pay, including a savings card, which allows the customer to save for their next licence in smaller, more manageable chunks. They can apply for a payment card by calling 0300 555 0286. We'd always prefer to help people stay licensed, so if you know someone who is struggling to pay, please ask them to get in touch so we can help.
Welsh Language Scheme Changes. Along with many other organisations, including Ofcom and the BBC, TV licensing is participating in a regulatory investigation into new proposed Welsh language standards, which once implemented would replace TV licensing's existing Welsh language scheme. TV licensing responded to the consultation in early February as part of a process which is likely to continue throughout 2015.